The deadline for submitting an entry into this year's Tiny Desk Contest has passed. It was Sunday. More than a dozen musicians and bands from Arkansas entered the contest. Today, we'll hear from some of those who entered, who are currently, for the most part, based in the KUAF listening area. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis is back. He spoke with some of the local musicians who entered the contest, and he brings us this report.
This year marks the fifth for the Tiny Desk Contest, where songwriters from across the country film themselves, at a desk of course, performing an original song to be considered for the chance to perform at the original Tiny Desk at NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. Jeffrey Scott lives in Fort Smith, and he says he submitted his original, titled Worth Living For, into this year's contest to see how well the song would be received.
I've been playing guitar, writing songs for a little while. I never really sang in front of anybody or anything like that, and I just wanted to put a song out there and see how people respond, see if anybody took notice or if anybody liked it, you know. Just see if anybody liked my song, really. I mean, that was pretty much the goal.
Things look different with the lights down low. 2 feet apart don't feel too close. Fall on me to where no snow. Follow me to this feeling grow.
Jeffrey Scott says there isn't a particular reason why he chose this particular song to submit to the contest.
I write songs all the time, but then the really good ones I try to like put into a list so that I don't forget about them or anything. And there wasn't a particular reason. It was just like I could never eliminate it. You know, I could never say, I don't think this one is good enough to put on the NPR contest. I don't know, it's just one of those that I couldn't find a reason not to.
Another local submission came from Huntsville resident Will Schuster. He says the Tiny Desk Contest is a good way for songwriters to get their music to new listeners. He entered this year's contest after first hearing about it a few years ago from a friend.
Missed the deadline a couple times and, you know, just finally kind of worked up the courage to do it. I think it's a great opportunity to kind of get yourself out there. And there's been a lot of artists that even I listen to now that in the past have been kind of through that.
You said you love me, baby. But then you turned and you walked away. Now it's making me crazy. I hang on to every word that you say. Now we're up, we're down.
Mo Schuster says he filmed his submission in his living room because he wanted the music and the vocals to be raw and real, and the living room was the prime location to get that feel. He says the song, called Somebody Give Me a Drink, actually wasn't his first choice to enter into the contest.
I have been playing, you know, a lot of shows around Washington County and Eureka Springs and Conway, Little Rock, and areas like that, and it's been very receptive in the crowd. You know, between that and, you know, some friends and my wife kind of being on board and telling me, you know, I think this song would be a good choice. And it just has a good sound to it, I believe, that some people can kind of get into.
Will Schuster may have filmed his Tiny Desk Contest submission in his living room, but other bands filmed around the house as well. The Lark and the Loon filmed their submission in their backyard near Eureka Springs.
There's a time lapse at the beginning of a sunrise. I had a camera out in the yard pointing at that tree. And it was out there for a week. And then I finally looked at the footage. I was like, wow, this was really cool. And then we decided to shoot it after we had done the time lapse. We had no really real reason to make the time lapse other than just for fun. We just saw something we thought was kind of neat, felt inspired to do it, and just sort of did it on a whim, which I feel like is probably the best way to enter into a contest.
That's Jeff Rolfson. He and his wife, Rocky, are the Lark and the Loon. He says the song that they submitted, Shine What You Got, is one of 12 duets from their upcoming album that's due out in May.
And we decided on that one because it's got a positive message. It's not a song that's super heady, if you know what I mean? So instead of being a song that says like I, me, and we all the time, it's more I'm talking to the listener, it's encouraging, it's cheerful. We thought it would be kind of a nice song to put out there and a nice song to enter because it has such a positive attitude to it.
Somebody has been there before. You don't always know where to go or what you are in for. The sky can be blue. Sunshine and starlight are all the same. Whether you're near or far away, you've got to shine what you got, even if it's just a little flame.
Tiny Tiny Desk Contest submissions came from all over the KUAF listening area, including from Fayetteville. Chandler Bernard, who goes by Foxpaw on stage, is a graduate student at the University of Arkansas, and while he's currently living in Louisiana working at an internship, he still considers Fayetteville special. The song he submitted, titled Birmingham, references both the Alabama of his youth and the Arkansas of his coming of age.
It's something that I wrote basically between the time I graduated my undergrad in Alabama and moved to Arkansas for grad school. So it's just a story that's important to me. It's a story about choosing to love someone forever. And I tied in a lot of the geography and folk stories from growing up in Alabama, and then some of the geography and folk stories from living in Arkansas in there. So I thought it was a nice story to share.
The moon over Skull Creek reminds me the shine in your eyes, bathed in my headlights as I dropped you off that night. And I asked you to wait, leaned in to kiss you, and I swear I fell in love as the sounds of the cicadas rise. Back when everything was simple, when it all made sense, and all we had was ourselves and our happiness. But summer bled into fall, I felt the flames start to die. I tried frantically to fan them, to keep them alive. But winter came on stronger, the kindling gave in.
Chandler Bernard says his current living situation in Louisiana placed limitations on where he could actually film his Tiny Desk submission.
I only have one desk in the place I'm staying at, and it's the one that I filmed in front of. And the rules for the entry is there has to be a Tiny Desk in the video.
Other bands from the KUAF listening area who submitted entries to the Tiny Desk contest include Route 358, Serrano Torres, Foggy Bobcat, and Ashton Barbary. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.
My worst, and with rock bottom is my foundation. I'll love you even if it hurts.
And the winner of the 2019 Tiny Desk contest will be announced in the middle of next month. This is Ozarks at Large.